Live from the Edwards Food Giant Studio, it's Tap Time with Bryce Nall and Scott Barton. Now, here are your Tap Time tenders of the mic, Bryce Nall and Scott Barton.
We're just sitting here, shooting the breeze and drinking beer. Mike, Scott, Bryce, and a few friends. We got ales, lagers, and IPAs, so I think you better bring me a brew. It's Tap Time, we got an hour to get through. It's Tap Time, coming at you live. Tap Time, talking that jive. Tap Time, give us a call. Tap Time, it's like we're drinking with y'all.
What's up, Scott?
It's like we're drinking with y'all.
We are. I wonder if there's many people out there drinking.
I think there's a ton.
Always
of people
wondered,
out there.
You know. We get a lot of. I know we get a lot of listeners that as soon as you tweet out the link, the next morning. Used to you could tell on SoundCloud. Now since
yeah,
they
I can't
switched,
really see the count.
I mean, we literally would have like 150, 200 listens by like noon the following morning.
I can tell you ahead of time when I was tweeting that the man we have in the studio with us got a pretty good following because a lot of people were like, "Sweet!" And yeah, I think we may have some people listening tonight that have never.
Well, I saw a couple
because they don't care about us; they care about him.
Yeah, I saw a couple upticks of like on the Facebook page in the last day or two too. So. That's always good, but what you been up to, man?
Staying cool, drinking beer, and laying in the pool a lot. That would have rhymed if I'd have done that right, but yeah, it's just too hot to
you
do.
You sound like me.
Much.
It's our pool. It's in the shade a little bit, but it doesn't really get warm till about mid to late July. But it is warm.
Oh, everything's warm.
Yeah.
If it's like sitting in a bathtub, and I don't care, man. I'd sit in a bathtub in my backyard. It's a strange tradition we have. Dig a big hole in your backyard, fill it with water, and have people come over and stand around in the hole.
You know, not a lot of countries do that, but, you know, everything in America we take to excess. So
it's a good time to be drinking a cold beer.
Cold beer.
Indoors. Or outdoors.
Or outdoors.
Yeah, I don't really mind.
We just got to get out of this 100-degree heat. That's what's been killing me. Every time you get in your car, I know you go to an office and you pretty much work there every day. I go to an office. Sometimes I work there all day. Sometimes I'm in and out. And it is a killer when you walk
brutal.
Back outside and you get in your car and you could cook a pizza in
Welcome to the South.
Cook a pizza in your car.
I mean, that's not a bad idea.
Really? You know, well, and
it
speaking
sounds
of,
like a positive. You're making a positive out of a negative.
Speaking of our first guests, they could definitely cook a few pizzas, maybe in a car. Maybe they have. Maybe they haven't. But I know they've got a good oven over at
Calzones.
Calzones.
That's what I like.
Over at Vino's. Our guest tonight, Jaquintin Means, who is, I told you.
I think he pretty much got that right, didn't he?
Yeah.
He did get it right.
He's murdered some
countless
names that were super simple. And
countless.
That was well done, sir.
Maybe I need, like, difficult names. And really, that's not difficult, Jay. And we're going to call you Jay by short as wanted to give you a proper introduction. But big news here in the local beer scene. You formerly of Lost 40, formerly a Bike Rack. I'm probably missing something else. Those are the two I know that you
core.
Were. Core.
Short period of time.
For a short
I didn't
period
know about
of time.
The core.
You were hired as the head brewer over at Vino's Pizza Pub and Brewery.
We need a sound effect for super happy because I think it's awesome. Like Vino's is one of the original brewery in Arkansas. I mean, when I moved here 25 years ago, that was the place to go. And I don't want to trash on Vino's. I love Vino's.
That's the Razorback fight song. That's not going to work. Yeah, the bell. That's the bell.
I've been going there forever. And lately, let's say the last few years, the beer's not been as excited to be about. They've had some great brewers come through there. Our good friend Josiah Moody and the original OG in the state.
And Bill.
Bill Riffle. You know, some of the people that have brewed there have gone on or stayed there for a long time. They made their reputation. They've won GABF medals.
That's what I was going to say. I mean,
a few of them.
Man, having a good brewer there is just makes me happy for this whole state and the state of craft beer.
Well,
in Arkansas.
Things are looking up. I mean, we've got some great beer, but we're getting somebody over there that cares, and now they want to start putting out quality beer again in a lot amount that, you know, it shows that the scene's – it never died off, but it's coming back.
So I'm super happy. I didn't mean to interrupt. I'm just
you're good.
I'm saying
you're
how happy I am. I'm happy.
I can tell, man. I can tell when you Siri's over. Jay, at least once a time – once a probably segment, Siri will try to answer questions we ask. I have no idea. That's the only time it ever does it.
Yeah,
exactly. So I guess you've been over there now a few weeks.
Yeah, I guess it's closer to a month than I thought. Time kind of flew by between training with Josiah and everything. But it's been a pretty smooth transition. And I got to thank Josiah for that. He really took his time to make sure I was comfortable before he kind of handed the keys.
Well, and that's kind of what, even though he doesn't have anything to do with Vino's, it's kind of like his baby because he probably knows that system nowadays is better than anybody.
Yeah.
For him to take the time to come over there and make sure, I saw on Facebook, he's showing you all the bells and whistles and mm-hmm. the quirks that, you know, if you were just over there going in blind, that it may take you a while to figure out.
Of course, we're talking about Josiah Moody, another Arkansas.
Right.
Let's call him a legend. I don't know. He's a beer legend here.
Call him a beer legend.
So you had to come in and he had to show you it's a kind of a quirky little system.
Yeah, it's an old system, but you know, I really have come to love it, even though it's been a short period of time, just because of how compact and simple it all is. And I mean, it's all small batch. I'm used to doing 20, 30 barrels of beer. And it's like 3.5. So it's like a little bit more room to play and have fun. So I actually like running that system.
Very cool, because I know you've been at Lost 40, and we know they've got one of the biggest setups in the state, if not maybe the biggest. But Bike Rack also has, in my opinion, from one of the ones I've seen, maybe the nicest setup in the
state. Probably the prettiest.
Prettiest. So, yeah, you've switched over to a much smaller system, a lot of older equipment, which it has its history. So, yeah, that's cool that you're getting a chance to – you've seen it all. You've seen the bigger ones already, and now you're getting your own little toy.
Yeah, I guess it's cool just because of all the history, right? Like, I remember telling friends that I was going to be at Vino's, and, like, everybody has a Vino's story, right?
Oh, yeah.
And so it's kind of cool to be a part of that history.
Yeah, yeah. I think everybody.
Every now and then I love to go back and watch when Green Day played at Vino's in, like, 1992 or 3.
Before my time.
If you go and Google it or go on YouTube and look up Vino's and Green Day, you can watch the whole show, and it's very terrible video, but it's worth the hour.
I've seen a lot of good bands.
It's worth the hour and 10-minute view.
I've forgotten a lot of good shows there, if you know what I'm saying, because there's always
– like a rock shows.
Yeah, they still pack that place out all the time. I'm just too old now to stand down there and get body slammed by a bunch of young kids.
I think I'm too old for that, too.
Well, Jay, you – obviously, you've come a long way from your days. Like we were talking in the parking lot when you were starting at Lost 40. But where did your interest in beer come? I mean, like, was it something you've always wanted to do, or was it something you just kind of fell into?
It's almost like I kind of cultivated it on my own, right? Like, I had a cousin. He would take me. We would go to a Colonial Liquor all the time, and we had the same off day. And we would always go through there and buy a random craft beer. So it kind of started there. And then when I got to Lost 40, I'm just one of those type of people that, like, when I'm doing a job, I want to do the best I can, right?
Yeah.
And so Dylan, I don't know if y'all know Dylan.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So Dylan,
friend of the program.
Dylan Yelenich, he would have all these books in his office. Yeah. So while I'm cleaning kegs, I'm reading beer books. And it was like, so through me doing the research of reading the books and just wanting to know more about what I was doing, just kind of fell in love with it that way.
And when you went to work there, was that just, hey, this is a job, I'm going to go down here and collect a paycheck? Or
I was actually in the kitchen. So I was funny, I was one of Lost 40's original employees altogether. I think I started like the second day they opened, and I was just like washing dishes.
Yeah.
And then it's like I slowly made my way up through the kitchen, and I think it was Omar. Y'all know Omar.
Yeah, oh, we love Omar. He wants to come up and talk Costa Rican
Costa
beer.
Rican beer.
Yeah, I said
fine by me.
Yeah,
whatever.
He wants to. He side note, our listeners here, Omar, the old brewmaster from Lost 40, is retired now, but he still lives in Little Rock
Brewery too. The guy's got another Little Rock. We're dropping names from the history of Little Rock beer here.
And he called me and he's like, "Hey, I want to come up." I'm like, "Awesome, Omar. I want you to come. We've been trying to get you up for 6 years now, and I don't think he's ever been on the show.
No.
Really?
He spoke one night when we did it on location at Lost 40.
Well, that makes
he
sense.
Came up and talked, but he hadn't come to
we
the studio.
We tried to get him in studio, and he just, for whatever reason, he's like, "I got something going, or I don't want
whiskey,
to."
He's drinking bourbon. It's exactly what he's doing.
But he hits me up, and he's like, "Hey." I'm like, "Yeah." He goes, "We need to talk about Costa Rican beer." And I'm like, "Okay, let's do it. Let's do it." And then I texted Scott, and I was like, "Hey, Omar wants us to do Costa Rican beer." And I said, "I'm up for it." I said, "But you think we could sell that and do this remotely from Costa Rica?"
That'd be dope.
Yeah. Well, our budget doesn't quite
say, here we are here in the studio tonight.
So anyway, you started in the kitchen, and you just kind of worked your way up, and would you go to John down there and be like, "Hey, I think I want to move to the brewery side"?
No,
or they just needed help, probably.
I think they just needed help, and Omar had been watching me for a while. So I think when they came up to needing help, he was just like, "I want to get that kid."
Yeah.
And he came to me, he's like, "Oh, we're going to have you wash kegs." And then I think maybe a month in, I went from washing kegs to on the cannon line. And then before I knew, I was running the cannon line. And then, you know, 2.5 years later, I knew how to do everything in the place.
Yeah.
And I just kind of took that and, you know, made a career out of it, essentially.
Yeah. Any recipe development over there that you had help in developing those?
No, not there. I was really kind of watching and learning there.
Yeah.
I know I spent a lot of time on the brew deck on my way out that first time around. And so I really just kind of watched and learned and kind of saw what worked. And I would, like I said, I was already reading all those beer books, so I knew what kind of beer I wanted to make when I had my free reign. I didn't really help develop anything.
So do you, going back to that, did you ever homebrew or anything like that? Or
no, I didn't.
You just...
I homebrewed one time, well, twice. Y'all might not know Grant.
We know Grant.
Okay. Oh, yeah. So Grant actually took me to his house, and we homebrewed twice.
Yeah.
And those are the only two times I homebrewed.
Yeah. Still to this day?
Yeah. I think I homebrewed one time at home because Lost 40 bought me a homebrew kit as a gone-away present.
Yeah.
So I made a pale ale at home, and that was like that was it.
Yeah. That's kind of amazing because a lot of the people we get here are homegrown guys, which you're a homegrown guy, but yours didn't develop from
a
hobby.
No.
Yours developed from actually on-the-job training, and most of the brewers, you know, here in Central Arkansas, that for them it was a life outside of whatever their normal job was on the weekends or during the week is homebrewing.
Right.
And it's kind of a little refreshing seeing somebody that you know, was on the kitchen side and move over and be like, "Hey," and then fall in love with it.
Well, there's a certain amount of things you probably learned coming through that whole way that those guys might have missed out on, because you kind of saw it from starting in the kitchen and working your way up. You saw everything working parts of a brewery.
Yeah,
so
it was really cool because I got to watch Lost 40, you know, turn into the giant that it is now.
Yeah.
So I was a part of all of that, which was a lot of fun. It was a lot of work, but it was also a lot of fun. And I think, like, if it wasn't for that time period I spent there, there's no way I could do what I'm doing now.
Yeah.
Well,
and
now,
then,
I'm
go
sorry,
ahead, Scott.
Well, the next time I caught hold of you were up in Northwest Arkansas. So what kind of happened there? You just getting out for a change? Or?
Yeah, so at the time, I had just, my old lady at the time, she's from up there in Huntsville, right?
Yeah.
And so I just kind of, I wanted a change of scenery. So we packed up the family and just moved back to her family farm. And then I'm looking for a job. So I got picked up by Core. And I did 6 months there as their packaging manager / seller manager. I helped to train one of their head brewers, who is now gone, Rodrigo. He's gone now, not there anymore. And then along that way, I get a phone call from Josiah saying that, you know, he needs somebody to come look at the cannon line. At the time, me and him did not know each other. We have not met, but we have heard of each other, right? And they just got a Wild Goose canner at Bike Rack, and he's like, "I need somebody to help me figure out some stuff. Will you come out and look at it?" And so I was just helping him work out logistics. And by the time we got done with that talk, he was offering me a job. And that's kind of how that happened. So when he left, I didn't took over Bike Rack for a little
You time. Only don't know Josiah very well for the first 5 minutes. Like, once you meet Josiah, you feel like, the first time I met him, like 10 minutes later, I felt like I'd known him for, he's just that kind of guy, man.
He is.
Yeah, so you ended up at Bike Rack you had Brewer there for a bit?
I was. My timelines get messed up, but I was at Bike Rack for 3 years for sure.
Yeah, I was thinking you were up there for quite a bit.
It was for a while.
So were you involved up there in recipe development?
Yes, I was.
That's kind of where you started.
Yes.
What of their beers did you have, were they your recipes or what your influence on that you
What's your favorite? Let's say what's your favorites.
Yeah.
Man. So the double IPA we reworked, which now, to be fair, I have no idea what they're doing now. It's been 2 years almost now.
Yeah, and we get that.
But the double IPA we reworked, I did a peach jefe that was pretty popular. It's called Peachy Queen.
Yeah.
I do remember that name.
That was pretty popular. I did a chocolate bock, Chopple Doppel, that was really good. Did a cream ale, orange cream sickle is what we called it. I mean, we reworked the golden ale. We tweaked it some. We tweaked the amber some at the time. I mean, just everything. All the barrel aged stuff. Did that. I mean, I was just all hands on deck there. So
yeah, it sounds like you were just whatever they.
Yeah.
Whatever you needed or what. Take in that role as a head brewer.
Well, it's like
doing everything.
Yeah, it's like if they whatever they want or need. Yeah. Then we do that, and then if I, they also gave me some room to experiment, so I would experiment with stuff like I wanted to make. So,
yeah, I just remember that just a beautiful brew house, and
it is
equipment was state of the art. Now I say that may have been 4 or 5 years ago, and I don't know who's got the sweetest equipment in the state now, but I know that at one point I thought they did from everything I'd seen.
I guess it's definitely the prettiest
at that point. Yeah.
All right, when we come back, maybe we'll kind of take the timeline of Jay and transition him, back to Lost 40, and then what got him to Vina's. So you're listening to Tap Time here on 103.7 The Buzz.
Grilling and beer, a match made in heaven. Edwards Food Giant has all your meat and beer needs for your fall and tailgate cookouts. Edwards Food Giant offers certified Angus beef, Swift all-natural pork, and many varieties of house-made sausages. They also carry a huge selection of local and national craft beer, along with many varieties of domestic and import beer. Check out their Create a Six-Pack section to make your own variety six-pack of beer. So get your friends together, get those grills lit, and go buy any Central Arkansas Edwards Food Giant for all your beer and grilling needs. Did you hear about a beer on Tap Time and cannot remember what the name was? Did you miss a broadcast or simply want to listen to the show again? Now you can listen to Bryce Nall and Scott Parton talk about beer anytime you want on SoundCloud. Just go to SoundCloud and search 103.7 The Buzz and look for the Tap Time playlist. Also, go to the Facebook page Tap Time LR for all your news and information on breweries and beers that the guys have discussed. Plus, you can get the most up-to-date information on what's going on with the Little Rock beer scene. Grilling and beer, a match made in heaven. Edwards Food Giant has all your meat and beer needs for your fall and tailgate cookouts. Edwards Food Giant offers certified Angus beef, Swift all-natural pork, and many varieties of house-made sausages. They also carry a huge selection of local and national craft beer, along with many varieties of domestic and import beer. Check out their Create a Six-Pack section to make your own variety six-pack of beer. So get your friends together, get those grills lit, and go buy any Central Arkansas Edwards Food Giant for all your beer and grilling needs.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Day 209 on the island. There is still no rescue in sight. I long for the simple comforts of home. Leather seats, spacious interior, the 12.3-inch touchscreen display, and of course, the panoramic moonroof. If I could only gaze through it one more time.
Jerry!
What?
Stop talking about your Highlander and help me with the raft!
Frank seems more agitated than normal lately. Could it possibly be because he, too, misses my Toyota Highlander?
No, Jerry! It's not because I miss your Highlander! And stop acting like I can't hear you!
Yes, that must be it. Comparing his sad raft to my sleek-looking Highlander has finally broken him.
Just stop.
Experience the unforgettable 2022 Toyota Highlander for yourself. Visit your local dealer or go to toyota.com. Toyota, let's go places. See packages and options at toyota.com for feature availability.
For the first time in history, the FedEx St. Jude Championship will kick off the FedEx Cup playoffs this August. Bring the whole family out to TPC Southwind, August 10th through 14th. To watch the PGA Tour's best, try to make it through Memphis. Enjoy a variety of family-friendly activities throughout the course. Food from local restaurant favorites and more. Daily grounds and upgraded tickets are available now at FedExChampionship.com.
Live from the Edwards Food Giant Studio, welcome back to Tap Time on 103.7 The Buzz, the show for beer lovers. Here again are your hosts, Bryce Nall and Scott Parton.
Wherever you are tonight, whatever you're going through, grab a long neck bottle or a big old pint and let's all have a few. 'Cause we're all in this together. To me it's all so clear.
All right, Scott, you know, it's been hot out there, but you know that hadn't kept me away from the grill.
No.
Not at all.
It's never too hot to grill.
Now, I did have a wasp that tried to keep me away from the grill last weekend.
One wasp?
Well,
it's been huge.
The one that got me, but there was probably about 20 in the nest.
Okay, there. All right, I'm down with
so
that.
So in my backyard, I've got my two air units. I've got two units, and they're kind of right there. They're in my backyard right as you come out the back door, and my grill is just on the other side. So I was getting that thing fired up to cook my Edwards Food Giant, you know, meats, certified Angus beef, Swift all-natural pork, and my favorite, their house-made sausages. And about the time I walked past that unit, that thing kicked on, and I guess it got them a-stirring, and it got me right in the leg. Only one of them. Now, the last time I got stung by a wasp, I ended up in the ER. This was about 2 years ago. I'm highly allergic to them. But this one got me down here on the leg. So last time it got me, like, right here, kind of in the armpit area twice. And I think that one affected me more because the one on the leg, I went in instantly and took, like, a bunch of Benadryl and a bunch of things. And I could feel my body tingling, but it didn't do anything like the last time. So, anyway, I killed those suckers. But my point being that even though the heat and the wasp and everything else, they're not going to keep me from going up and checking out our friends at Edwards Food Giant and checking their meat counter. And great selection of beer, by the way, as well, local beer as well.
That was a long walk to get to that, and I liked
that
it.
Was.
I liked that was a good
that
story.
Was.
I liked
it. But my legs still hurt up until about a day ago. Anyway,
it's only funny because you're okay. If you weren't okay, I wouldn't be.
Yeah, laughing. If I was in the hospital this
yeah,
week,
if you'd
you
amputated your leg
that,
or something,
yeah.
I wouldn't be pointing.
But go check our friends out at Edwards Food Giant up at Cantron, Mississippi. A great sponsor of ours, and go support them. Good local Arkansas company. All right, Jay. So we were kind of see. Here we go. Here it's series to going at it again.
Whatever you said. But yeah. Before that, he brought a beer with him tonight.
He did.
And we need to mention that because we got to talk about what we're drinking on the air. But he bought the Vino's Cream Ale.
Yep.
And I believe this is one you made.
Yeah, me and Josiah made that one.
So it's not your official. We're not talking the official first beers yet. We're learning the system and all that. But this is real nice. Nice, clean,
yeah,
really
it's
good.
It's good and clean. That's for sure. And it's like a traditional cream ale. Just, I don't know. It's got a lot of flavor to it.
It does. I mean, it's.
Yeah, that's real nice.
I like it. And I've had that a few times.
But hey, let's don't get our cart before the horse here. We're not launching the new beers yet. But
no,
we're getting there.
Hey, you had to brew on the system to get.
Yeah,
and Josiah had to teach you. Yeah.
And if
you
that's the direction you're going, it's a good
that's
direction.
A good one.
That's good.
Yeah.
I didn't even know what the staples tasted like until we started making them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so sure.
I'm tasting a lot of these beers for the first time myself.
So, Jay, are you from here in Little Rock? Or are you?
Basically, I say between here and Hot Springs.
Okay, all right. Just trying to. And so, did you kind of grow up? Or I guess once you got of legal drinking age, did you, you know, visit Vino's and know the nostalgia and kind of, or did you learn all that kind of like after you got in the beer business?
No. So cool thing, Flindersmith College, I used to go to church there. I was a minister for a while at Wesley Chapel. And so my cousin also lived in that neighborhood right there on 12th Street.
Yeah.
So every day, every Sunday when I got out of church, they would be at Vino's sitting out back with a pitcher waiting for me.
Yeah.
And then, you know, calzone. Nice. So I have my own, you know, Vino's memories too, going back 10 years. So I don't know. Vino's has been a safe haven for me for a long time too.
Yeah. And with that, you know, Vino's through the years, they've won, like Scott said, they won Great American Beer Festival medals. Bill has built that thing up before he moved on. And
well, there are a few Arkansas breweries with multiple GABF medals.
No.
There's only a couple.
You know, prior to, I guess prior to Lost 40, really.
Okay, who else?
It was Diamond Bear
won multiple.
And then also
their
the
pale
old,
ale.
I can see that.
The brewery that was downtown out of Memphis. Come on, Scott. Bosco's.
Yeah. Oh, Bosco's.
Bosco's,
oh, yeah,
actually,
they
that
did.
Location
they
actually
couple, yeah,
won.
Okay.
One for their, I think their Flaming Stone one for, I don't remember if it was Flaming Stone
no,
or what from that location.
It was a Hefe, wasn't it? I think it was a Hefe.
So really before that time, you know, Vino's had, I guess Diamond Bear's won two or three.
They won a few with the Pale Ale.
You got to remember Diamond Bear
pale
won,
ale category.
Diamond Bear won like in the early 2000s.
I think I read that there were like 19 Pale Ales entered that year. Now, do you imagine how many Pale Ales are entered in the GABF
I mean,
now?
There's no telling.
200 or 300. But
yeah,
that's not to take away. They're winning medals.
A win's a win.
They're
racking
up medals. Now, when Vino's won, it was Rock Hopra. And I don't know if you remember if it's a double IPA or an IPA. But to win in the IPA category then, IPAs were just starting to ramp up. But I'd be guessing if I said maybe 20, 30, 40 IPAs in it then.
It's probably harder back then.
It may have been, yeah. But now, how many IPAs are in the...
Oh, God.
I mean, of course, there's now 10 IPA categories, but still thousands of entries. Everybody wants that medal. Vino's got it hanging right there on the wall. I think both medals were Rock Hopper. Somebody's going to call in. Brian Sorensen's going to call in and correct me in a minute, but I think...
They got a few medals hanging up on the walls in there. Like in the brewery that I've seen,
yeah.
I'm not sure how many. I'll count them when I go back.
But all right. Here's the favor I'm going to ask you. Now. I'm putting you on the spot on the air. So when they made the Rock Hopra and they won the gold medal, I remember this because I was a fledgling beer drinker at the time, and they announced that they won it. And I thought, well, that's pretty cool. And the GABF isn't what it is now, but everybody wasn't going crazy. But I was a beer nerd, so I was kind of excited, and I went to the brewery. They didn't have it. Like, they didn't make it again. They never made it again. They may have made it a few times, and I missed it. I'd like to see you dig out that recipe and try that recipe again.
They want to revitalize a lot of those recipes that Bill made and a few that Josiah left behind. And so my goal is to put some of those old classics back
good,
on, too.
Good, good.
Like, mix them in with some of my own stuff and then kind of bring back a lot of stuff that Bill did and Josiah did.
Josiah did some great... Saisons.
Yeah.
I remember he had some nice
He's known
stuff
for
like,
doing Saisons.
They were really good coming out of there, but Yeah, rock opera if I ever saw it. And who knows now? At that day, it may have been my number one IPA of all time, and today it could be number 150.
I mean, you might like it better.
And I might like it better, yeah. Who knows?
So we are going to see a lot of those old staples that used to be around their way back.
That is the plan. So luckily, I do have a lot of those old recipes.
Yeah.
I think almost every recipe that was ever written there is there on the file. So I plan on bringing
back
as many as I can. But a lot of it, too, you know, they want to see some of these old recipes come back, too.
Absolutely.
Well, I think you'll get guys like Scott and myself and other older people that, you know, have been going there for 20 years that remember those beers, and you start throwing them back on again.
Oh, man.
Well, we're gonna be right back in there like we were 20 years ago having that beer. And truth be told, I won't remember from 20 years ago what it tasted like.
No, so. But I may. If you make it like it, I may take a sip of something, start tearing up or something. Yeah. Remembering some band I saw in there one night, and when I
or some girl that some stood girl. You up or something.
Right.
That would have probably been the case. Yeah. But.
And then they're also going to kind of let you go, I don't want to say go wild, but let you do your own thing. And
yeah.
What kind of inspirations or what kind of beers are we going to see from you that, you know, or Jay's stamp, you know?
Oh, there you go.
You know,
yeah.
I think I'm really going to have fun. I wasn't expecting to brew my first recipe there until about September.
Yeah.
Just because we're so behind and just trying to get caught up. And actually, they were like, yeah, make it now.
Yeah.
So I just brewed my first original recipe there today, actually, and it'll be ready hopefully in 10 days. So I don't know. I think I'm a big German beer guy. I'm a big traditionalist. I just kind of like playing around with some of those old school styles. So we'll see what I come up with.
And are there any obviously you like some of those German beers, but what's your favorite style to drink? And you may go back to one of those.
I would think Bock is probably my favorite style. Bock and Hefeweizen. But my goal, like, I've always wanted to make a black lager. I've never got to make one.
Do it. I'm telling you right now.
Two huge black lager fans in the room.
We talked about this in the parking lot before you got here. We were just talking about Lost 40 and Camp Taco. And I'm like, when are they going to start brewing the Schwartz beer they're making now at Camp Taco? Like, black, I remember it was a Xingu. Do you remember that black lager?
Xingu
that you used to see in the market a lot. And then it was almost kind of like black lagers went away for a little bit. And then some of the craft breweries.
Kostritzer. Oh, man, that was a great brew.
And then that
was actually German, wasn't it? The Kostritzer?
I never had it.
Yeah.
We may still get that around here. We may.
And then Blade and Barrel's got, and I'm probably. I wish I knew. Was it Legacy Dark, maybe?
It is Legacy Dark. Yeah. I was trying to think of that name a minute ago, but
that's brewed. And, man, that is a style that if you do that over there, let Scott and I know because we'll be there day one. It goes on tap because that's a style a lot of people just don't brew anymore.
I've been wanting to make a black lager for probably 3 years, and it seems like every time it got around to where I could make one, something would come up.
Yeah.
And I just couldn't make it at the time. So I definitely have a recipe in my back pocket for that one.
Oh, that sounds
good.
So
do you dabble in the fruits or anything? Do you do a lot of fruit beers?
Yeah, so the brew I made today is a blonde, and I added orange to it.
Okay.
Orange zest, so we'll see how orangey it tastes.
That sounds like a 100-degree weather beer.
Oh, absolutely.
Right now.
I would say some of the beers that I made, especially like the Peach Hefe that I did at Bike Rack, I definitely like playing with fruit.
Yeah.
I think the equipment's a little older, so it's like really hard to do
certain things.
Yeah. It's hard to like do a second fermentation, second stage.
Yeah.
Fruiting and stuff. So.
But you don't have to worry about one aspect, and that's canning or packaging.
That
does that take
is,
a little
oh
of your
my God.
Designing the beer? Does it change a little bit?
Not as much. It's more of a time thing than it is a. You just want to make sure it's completely done right.
Yeah, but you don't want any explosions out in the market.
Right.
Yeah.
But if you just got a keg of beer, I mean, like, when it's done, right?
Yeah,
you make sure, you know, I give it some time to clean up, but, you don't have to worry about, okay, well, I need to filter this, I need to do that, I need to do that. It's like, yeah. You just make whatever you want to make. Make sure that it's done fermenting and you get it on tap.
Well, it sounds like you're getting a lot of freedom there, too. So that's sure. So you don't have to worry about the packaging. Getting a little bit of freedom to do what you want. And I know you're a pretty creative guy from what I've seen. I'm scouring the internet a little bit, Bryce, because unlike you, I'm trying to put in my pre-work.
Yeah.
And learn. My man here's got a couple books out. He's got some
creativity.
We may
have to talk about Jay outside
of the
brewery
this next segment.
Pouring into
these beers. Yeah, that's
segment.
Third segment coming up.
Yeah, we'll find out about Jay, the non-beer guy, what he does on his time off. So, all right, when we come back, we'll talk something. I do see we'll plug it last segment, but you do have the Great Arkansas Beer Fest and the Rock City Margarita Fest happening this weekend. So we can talk a little bit about that too in the last segment. But you're listening to Tap Time here, 103.7 The Buzz.
Did you hear about a beer on Tap Time and cannot remember what the name was? Did you miss a broadcast or simply want to listen to the show again? Now you can listen to Bryce Nall and Scott Barton talk about beer anytime you want on SoundCloud. Just go to SoundCloud and search 103.7 The Buzz and look for the Tap Time playlist. Also, go to the Facebook page Tap Time LR for all your news and information on breweries and beers that the guys have discussed. Plus, you can get the most up-to-date information on what's going on with the Little Rock beer scene. Grilling and beer, a match made in heaven. Edwards Food Giant has all your meat and beer needs for your fall and tailgate cookouts. Edwards Food Giant offers certified Angus beef, Swift all-natural pork, and many varieties of house-made sausages. They also carry a huge selection of local and national craft beer, along with many varieties of domestic and import beer. Check out their Create a Six-Pack section to make your own variety six-pack of beer. So get your friends together, get those grills lit, and go by any Central Arkansas Edwards Food Giant for all your beer and grilling needs. Did you hear about a beer on Tap Time and cannot remember what the name was? Did you miss a broadcast or simply want to listen to the show again? Now you can listen to Bryce Nall and Scott Barton talk about beer anytime you want on SoundCloud. Just go to SoundCloud and search 103.7 The Buzz and look for the Tap Time playlist. Also, go to the Facebook page Tap Time LR for all your news and information on breweries and beers that the guys have discussed. Plus, you can get the most up-to-date information on what's going on with the Little Rock beer scene.
Pat Bradley for the Wood Grill Buffet. Comfort food at its finest. Open Thursday through Sunday for lunch and dinner, the largest salad, food, and dessert bar you have ever seen. 70 salad items, 30 meats, 55 side items, and 25 desserts. It's a spread if you want to eat light or eat like a pig, like me. You do remember that I was a pig from 1996 to 99. Heck, I'm a lifetime pig. So go see my friends at the Wood Grill Buffet, 1916 Congo Road in Benton. But you better be hungry when you get there.
Worried your air conditioner won't survive the summer? Now's the time to schedule a maintenance appointment. We offer free estimates on system replacements and have in-stock equipment to repair or replace your unit. Call Middleton today at 501-224-4888.
Arkansas, get ready for the original extreme sport, the Still Timber Sports U.S. Championship, coming back to Little Rock at Simmons Bank Arena. Experience the power and precision of Lumberjack sports athletes in person July 22nd and 23rd. Tickets now available at the arena box office and Ticketmaster.
These days, trying to find that perfect vehicle can be a hassle. But at Fletcher Dodge, Chrysler Jeep, Ram, and Sherwood, we're here to make that car buying experience as easy and painless as possible. With over 400 Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, and Ram vehicles available, I promise you, we've got one for you. From RT Hemi Dodge Cars, to the award-winning Ram Trucks, to the most exciting Jeep lineup we've ever offered with the all-new Jeep Grand Cherokee L, the long-awaited Jeep Wagoneer. You won't find a more exciting line of vehicles than right here at Fletcher Dodge, Chrysler Jeep, Ram, and Sherwood. And more importantly, you won't find a better deal. With this unbelievable lineup of vehicles and your incredible trade value, now is your time to trade. If it's not sales you're needing, maybe it's service and parts. Nobody's going to work harder to get you back on the road like Fletcher Service. Open Friday from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. or Saturday from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Fletcher Dodge, Chrysler Jeep, Ram, and Sherwood is still your go-to place for all your automotive needs. If you're looking to shop or schedule a service appointment, give us a call. 501-834-7700 or visit us online at FletcherDeals.com.
Look, I get it. We all receive a lot of messages and calls. but when you're driving, they can wait. Slow down, phone down. Work zone crashes have increased by 70% in Arkansas over the last 4 years. Law enforcement officers are patrolling work zones with zero tolerance for speeding or distracted drivers. When you enter a work zone, remember, slow down, phone down. It's the law. A message from the Arkansas Department of Transportation and the Arkansas Highway Safety Office.
Welcome back to Tap Time on 103.7 The Buzz. Live from the Edwards Food Giant Studio, here again are your hosts, Bryce Knoll and Scott Barton.
Broken strings and no guitars, rolling through life like a beat up car. I'm still running, but barely hanging on. And I'm okay with who I am. I'm the son of a better man.
All right, Scott, that beer, did you get a hold of Bradley?
I dropped him a text, but we are drinking, we've split a Hawk Moth, which that's still one of my favorite breweries. And the logos are cool, but Hawk Moth third anniversary blend. I would read this off, but everybody that's listening would start crying and be mad that they didn't have it. It's a crazy, crazy cool beer. Imperial Stout, part Imperial Stout, marshmallows.
And it's not real
chocolate.
Heavy.
No,
we talked about it in the break. It's
13%.
Yeah, and it doesn't drink like it's 13%.
No, that's a real nice topper for the show right there, for sure.
When you said you got some special things you'll bring, I was glad you decided to bring that one, man.
Here's what I did. So I'm pretty smart about this. I didn't pay a penny for that. Bradley gave it to me. So, hey, we're drinking
free beer.
We're giving him advertisement in return giving me a good.
And by the way, you can any of our listeners out there that have heard Bradley on here talk about Hawk Moth, there are a few taps in and around town.
Yeah, I wanted to mention
not a
one.
Whole lot.
I wanted to mention one that I saw, because I know Bradley loves this one. He'd been wanting to make a non-alcoholic beer, and I've been wanting somebody in Arkansas to make a non-alcoholic beer. I know you can look at my belly and you don't think I drink non-alcoholic beers, but I do. And I like Athletic. I like some of the stuff they brought in. I like some Brew Dogs. But he made one, and it is on tap right now at Fassler Hall.
Yeah.
I saw them post. So
have you been over there to try it?
I haven't tried it yet. I didn't see that till this afternoon.
Something tells me he's having lunch at Fassler either tomorrow or
Monday. I could drink 10
Monday.
Non-alcoholic beers at lunch.
You know, Monday, we'll give them a plug. Go over there and get their half-price sausages on Monday.
Oh, yeah, they do get it. But, you know, they run some pretty good beers through there. You can always
get
Blade and Barrel. They've always got some. You can do the massive
liter.
We're about to get
halfway
to Oktoberfest time.
Yeah.
I'm assuming they're about to start dropping those. But they definitely have his non-alcoholic beer, Hawk Moth. Forget the name of it. I let myself down here. But I know that he really was proud of that beer, and I'm proud to see somebody in Arkansas make a non-alcoholic.
Yeah, and I'm curious, Jay, have you ever made a non-alcoholic beer?
No, I haven't.
There are multiple methods to
do
it.
I wonder if you brew it like a normal beer and then somehow reverse engineer it to bring the beer off. I don't know.
Haven't even looked into how to make a non-alcoholic.
Yeah.
There's an art to it, and some that I've had are pretty darn good. Some of the IPAs I've had are really nice, and there's 25 calories, you know, and 0.4% ABV. So I like the style. I think it's kind of fun. I'm probably not going to drink it all the time, but those Athletic beers that are in here now,
well,
nothing
that's
wrong with those.
Look, that's a good lunch beer.
It's perfect. Yeah,
you know what I mean. That's a good lunch beer.
I like the bitter hop flavor, and I think it's satisfying more than right now. I'm drinking one of these bubbly sparkling waters, and I like it. It's fine.
Yeah.
It's fruity, but I prefer more of a bitter flavor or the hop flavor. So, to me, it's a kind of a cool style, and I hope there's money to be made from it. But I don't know what's involved in doing it. Maybe it costs a lot to do
me
it.
Neither.
You got to charge a lot.
I've just never made one, so I have no idea.
So I'm going to challenge you on the. I'd like to see y'all make. But I don't know if it'd sell.
I wanted to make a gluten free beer, and I was actually working on that.
We don't have any of those around either. I know Stone Store's got a few gluten reduced.
Gluten reduced.
They can't call them gluten free.
I think you because
in the brewery
if you
they
make it in the same vessels.
Yeah,
you have to say gluten reduced.
But you know, there's some good ones out there. Stone makes a really good. I think theirs is called gluten free. I don't know. I think it's all semantics. Yeah. I really don't know, but Stone Delicious is the name of that one. That's delicious.
Is it good?
Oh, see what I did with the name there? I didn't even do
that
on purpose. But it's really good. New Belgium makes one called Gluttony. That's really good. I believe it's probably pronounced Gluttony, but I just now thought of that, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes more sense, doesn't it?
Gluttony.
Okay, Gluttony.
But it's okay.
I've only had one sip of Bradley's beer here, so I'm not tipsy.
Well, we'll see about that, you know. Keep drinking, keep sipping it, and you may be.
That is delicious. I hope Bradley's listening.
All right, so Jay, what? I guess you were up in Northwest Arkansas, and then you came back down here to Lost 40. What brought you back to Central Arkansas?
I was kind of homesick, to be honest with you. My family is here. My friends are here. I just wanted to be back close to the people that you know I loved and loved me, to be honest with you.
And Scott kind of alluded this to the before the break. What is the J outside of the beer world into?
That's a whole nother
show.
We got another hour. Ask if we can have another hour.
We got about 5 minutes, 6 minutes before the next break. So, no. What is the J like to do outside the beer? And Scott was talking about you're a writer.
Mm-hmm.
So you might as well maybe sell a book or two out of this too tonight. So.
I'm a writer. I've written two books. The first one is Thoughts of a Prince, poetry, prose, social commentary. And then I wrote a historical fiction novel that I dropped in 2020 called Willie. And it's just straight Arkansas history set in the time right before the Civil War. So when I'm not brewing, I'm like really studying and writing and doing research. And
Do we have a book about beer in the future?
Maybe. I've had a few people try to get me to write one, so maybe. We'll see.
Maybe if it's not, you know, maybe it's a nonfiction fictional character revolved around a guy brewing beer, and I don't know, you know?
You could pull that off.
Yeah.
Definitely could pull that off.
I'd buy it.
Yeah. Scott would, definitely. Scott would review it. We make it even just read it along there, you know, at night during the show. So what other things? You talked about some of the beers you may. What other beers might we see at Vino's, you know, in the near future?
Yeah, let's get excited here.
Well, you know, Oktoberfest.
Yeah.
Coming out soon. We'll see how the beer I just made goes. I don't know. I really want to do a lager in there. I'm a big Pilsner head.
Do they have the space over there to lager some things? Because obviously that takes, you know, you can turn a beer probably in 10 days.
Right.
To lager, it's, what, a 30, 40-day process sometimes?
It can be. Yeah. A lot of it is just timing and management, right?
Yeah.
I think if I manage things properly, you can pull one off for sure.
And what? How many tanks do you guys have over there?
There's six, actually.
Six three-barrel tanks?
There's four three-and-a-half to four-barrel tanks.
Yeah.
And then there's two seven-barrel tanks.
So two double brew day on those days you're having to.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. That's good. That means you can start pumping out.
Oh, yeah, you can do whatever you want. It's plenty of space.
I think you have an interesting challenge in that there's probably a lot of people that are longtime Vino's fans that aren't craft beer nerds like some of us. They've never noticed that anything's any different than it's ever been. They probably haven't.
No, I'm sorry.
And they come in and they watch a show and they drink four or five beers and take a growler home or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then I think you got another group of the most diehard Arkansas craft beer snob, we like to call them.
Mm-hmm.
Knows Vino's and has been in Vino's and would probably love to see Vino's return to some of that glory of making killer beers. We've talked about some of the people that are coming out of there. So I think you've got this. You got an interesting line here where
it's an opportunity.
You got to keep everybody happy.
Yeah.
And at the same time, you want to draw those people back in and you probably want to get some new people. So, you know, just making quality beers, I think, is going to win both of those groups over, though. That's all you got to do is make the quality beers again.
I approach every job or everything I do is like I just always put my best foot forward, right? And I feel like as long as I show up and I do the best I can every day, that's really all I can do. And I know there's a standard that I hold myself to, and I'm just going to keep by that standard. It's been working so far, so I'm just going to keep it.
Yeah, good. I'll be there.
So you brewed, was it today or yesterday, kind of your first batch over there?
It was today.
What's on tap in the next week or so? You're going to get back to those Vino old reliables and do some of those?
So I got Pale Ale will be back on tap, IPA will be back on tap, and then Stout will be back on tap. And that all should be within the next, I don't know, 7 to 10 days.
7 to 10 days. So you've been pretty busy in the month you've been over there learning – you feel like you got that system down to where I'm sure you got Josiah on speed dial, but you feel like you're getting it down to where you're going to be able to.
I do.
Okay.
It's really more so the day-to-day problem solving. Luckily, I've been doing it long enough to where some of that stuff I can figure out myself. Like, brewing doesn't change very much from place to place. It's really just once you learn the equipment, the problems and stuff, they remain the same.
You got to be a mechanic. You got to be a recipe maker. You got to be a maintenance man. You got to be
80%.
All right, here's what we're going to want to see. Here's I wrote this down earlier. These are the top three Beano's beers people are going to be clamoring for. This is my prediction. Just Scott Parton's prediction. Pinnacle IPA. Firehouse Pale Ale. Nobody makes much Pale Ale anymore. That Firehouse is right across the street, and the Firehouse Pale Ale was a big one. And Six Bridges Cream Ale, which is that what this That's this was Six Bridges? Mm-hmm. Yeah, those are the three that I'm going to. Now, the Stout, what was the name of the Stout?
Lazy Boy.
Lazy Boy Stout. That's there's a whole crew of fans out there for that,
they
too.
Love that beer.
And what was it? Was it Rainbow Wheat?
Yeah, Rainbow Wheat.
That was big.
This summer.
That's a good summer beer.
I think I was going to brew more, but I'm going to replace that with my beer from at least until we sell out of it.
Okay, cool. All right.
Well, if anything from this cream ale that you and Josiah brewed here a few weeks ago, if that's any indication of what we had to come with those old reliables, Scott, I think Vino's is in very good hands right now.
I agree. So,
all right, when we come back, we'll see if Scott's got any news or notes for the last couple minutes of the show. You're listening to Tap Time here on 103.7 The Buzz.
Grilling and beer, a match made in heaven. Edwards Food Giant has all your meat and beer needs for your fall and tailgate cookouts. Edwards Food Giant offers certified Angus beef, Swift all-natural pork, and many varieties of house-made sausages. They also carry a huge selection of local and national craft beer, along with many varieties of domestic and import beer. Check out their Create a Six-Pack section to make your own variety six-pack of beer. So get your friends together, get those grills lit, and go by any Central Arkansas Edwards Food Giant for all your beer and grilling needs. Grilling and beer, a match made in heaven. Edwards Food Giant has all your meat and beer needs for your fall and tailgate cookouts. Edwards Food Giant offers certified Angus beef, Swift all-natural pork, and many varieties of house-made sausages. They also carry a huge selection of local and national craft beer, along with many varieties of domestic and import beer. Check out their Create a Six-Pack section to make your own variety six-pack of beer. So get your friends together, get those grills lit, and go by any Central Arkansas Edwards Food Giant for all your beer and grilling needs. Grilling and beer, a match made in heaven. Edwards Food Giant has all your meat and beer needs for your fall and tailgate cookouts. Edwards Food Giant offers certified Angus beef, Swift all-natural pork, and many varieties of house-made sausages. They also carry a huge selection of local and national craft beer, along with many varieties of domestic and import beer. Check out their Create a Six-Pack section to make your own variety six-pack of beer. So get your friends together, get those grills lit, and go by any Central Arkansas Edwards Food Giant for all your beer and grilling needs.
Pat Bradley, and I'll be on Morning Mayhem Thursdays, brought to you by Bradford Marine and ATV and their Ranger Boat Line. Check out their Ranger inventory online at bradfordmarine.com.
For the first time in history, the FedEx Cup playoffs will begin at TPC Southwind, August 10th through 14th. Don't miss your chance to watch the top 125 players from the FedEx Cup standings compete for the PGA Tour's ultimate prize, the FedEx Cup. Only 70 players will make it through Memphis and on to the next round of the FedEx Cup playoffs. Daily grounds and upgraded ticket options are on sale now at FedExChampionship.com.
Day 209 on the island. There is still no rescue in sight. I long for the simple comforts of home. The leather seats, the spacious interior, the 12.3-inch touchscreen display, and of course, panoramic moonroof. If I could only gaze through it one more time.
Jerry!
What?
Stop talking about your Highlander and help me with the raft.
Frank seems more agitated than normal lately. Could it possibly be because he, too, misses my Toyota Highlander?
No, Jerry, it's not because I miss your Highlander. And stop acting like I can't hear you.
Yes, that must be it. Comparing his sad raft to my sleek-looking Highlander has finally broken him.
Just stop.
Experience the unforgettable 2022 Toyota Highlander for yourself. Visit your local dealer or go to toyota.com. Toyota, let's go places. See packages and options at toyota.com for feature availability.
Hey, would you like to win an official Michael Turner Time watch from Jones & Son Fine Jewelry valued at $200? We'll be giving away a total of 20 official Turner Time watches during Morning Mayhem and Out of Bounds. Tune in for your chance to win one of these luxury watches from Jones & Son Fine Jewelry, Arkansas's premier diamond destination.
Cupid's lingerie revels in all things pleasure and play, including sexy apparel, romance accessories, and so much more. Day to night, fancy or funky, we've got you covered or uncovered. We're knowledgeable about every product we offer and are confident we can help you find exactly what your heart desires.
Now the topic of the week, brought to you by BMT Outdoors. Now the topic of
convenient Arkansas locations. Cupid's. Enjoy.
Live from the Edwards Food Giant Studio, welcome back to Tap Time on 103.7 The Buzz, the show for beer lovers. Here again are your hosts, Bryce Nall and Scott Parton.
When I'm watching that bobber bobbing in the water, Mercury's 103. One leads to two, silver turns to blue, you know what to do, beer me. On days or nights at Indian White Hill, anytime right about now. When I'm celebrating, or I'm hydrating, when I'm up or when I'm down.
All right, real quick, Scott, we got about 2 minutes. Jay, before we forget about you, thanks for coming in, man. I can't believe we hadn't done this before. We got to do this again.
We should.
So once you get rolling.
When they get up and going, and maybe you guys got some things releasing or something.
Hey, we have to hit our man. We have to give a shout out to Chris New.
Yep.
Him up. Maybe we'll do an on location show one night. Yeah. And we'll release some beers and
need
eat
to
some
get
calzones.
Chris. And if we don't do that, just send Chris up here with some food. You know, you come up here with beer, Chris
calzones.
Come with some food, gotcha. And that'd be good. So.
Yeah, I'm super happy to say again. Vino's is one of my original places. I'm thrilled to have you there. I'm super excited for what you're going to do, and I suggest everybody go check them out here. What do we got, Bryce?
I would, too. Yeah. Yeah, I'm looking at behind
I know
because
you're,
the
I,
Buzz
I can't see it,
is
so you
actually
tell about that.
The Buzz is actually sponsoring this. This is a co-event that they put on, the Great Arkansas Beer Fest, with the Rock City Margarita Fest, because it used to be two different events.
Yeah.
And I think COVID forced them to kind of combine those events. If you go out there to Facebook or Google, just Google Great Arkansas Beer Fest or Rock City Margarita Fest.
They're two
fest. It's two festivals in one. But
two
I think
fest.
They still have tickets on sale. But go check it out on the Facebook page.
This
Saturday, I believe 5 or 6 to 9 or something.
Now next Saturday,
yep.
Stone's Throw is celebrating
Block on
their
Rock.
Block on Rock. It's the 9th anniversary. Man, I think
9th
it is.
Or 10th.
Yeah,
well,
been
it's
around.
Not 10th. I don't think so.
I believe it's the 9th anniversary.
Yeah.
So that's
sounds
a big
right.
party.
I'm sure Theron or Ian will let us know we messed it
breweries,
up. Breweries,
food trucks,
yep.
Bands.
And you're
going to
be there working,
orange.
Right?
No, I was, but apparently I'm not. That brewery
okay.
that I was going to help, it's not going to be
who?
There. But
you say Big Damn Horns?
Big Damn Horns is headlining. And if
you know
I'm not
Theron,
mistaken.
Theron plays in that.
But didn't they say they're releasing the Big Damn Horn of Plenty?
We'll be there.
That night. That's their big Imperial Oktoberfest.
Be
yeah.
Killer beer. That's a big night. And I heard the weather's supposed to be a high of 70 that day. I completely made that up, but wouldn't that be cool?
170 probably.
Maybe.
But.
And on the next show, 2 weeks from tonight, we got Native Brew Works out of Jonesboro. They got a one-year anniversary coming up. We're going to have them in the studio.
What I love about those guys, Scott, is you were telling Jay in the break, we tried to have them on multiple times. They will only come on if they're like, we're coming up to the studio.
We want to be in the studio.
They won't call in.
But we have fun.
But our friends down at El Dorado did the same thing.
Yeah,
so.
Absolutely. So that's 2 weeks from tonight. It should be a fun show.
Yep.
Jay, thank you, man. Good
thank
to see you.
You.
And
yep.
We'll see you soon.
Scott,
I'll be seeing y'all.
See you in a couple. Well, I'll see you before then, but we'll be back in 2 weeks.
Cheers, y'all.
You've been listening to Tap Time from the Edwards Food Giant Studios. Tune in again for another round coming up soon, right here on 103.7 The Buzz.